Sonic Erotica.
Fucking Exes. Words by Guy New York. Why is fucking exes so much fun?
If that's an attempt to get me to sleep with you, you should try harder.
I paused, but tried not to give away what I was thinking. I didn't want to be someone who had to make up their mind about sex. Especially not with her. Do you remember that night when your roommate was home?
That's not going to work.
She said, just quietly enough that I knew she was wrong. She came in just as we were undressing, and you told me to keep quiet. Her bed was right next to yours on the other side of the wall, and you didn't want her to hear. You didn't want her to know.
Is that the best you have?
She was almost whispering now, struggling to avoid memory. I turned off the music, I think. Isn't that what happened? I turned off the music and finished undressing you. You were so scared of making a noise that you couldn't stop me. I lay you down on the bed, opened your thighs with my hands, and just before I kissed your sweet little cunt, I put a finger to my lips and you bit into your arm.
I wasn't struggling. I could have been quiet.
I leaned in closer as I talked to her, and her cheeks were flushed by the time I reminded her how long I'd teased her. It had felt like hours, but only 10 minutes with just the head of my cock against her, and she was ready to scream. I nearly entered you over and over again. And you filled your mouth with fingers, arms, and pillows to muffle your moans. It worked until I made you ask for it. Do you remember? I told you to beg and plead, and if I didn't hear the words, I would stop. Your hips were quivering beneath me as I hovered above you, and our skin was barely touching. I opened you with two fingers and nestled in between your folds as I told you over and over again to ask. When you finally did, it was loud. Fuck me, you finally screamed. And even as I slammed into you, we could hear the silence from the room next door. We could hear her listening, and you knew she was angry. You knew she didn't want us to be together, and you knew at that point that you just didn't care.
This is completely not fair,
she said as she pressed her body against mine.
You can't tell me that story here. It's not allowed.
You came so hard that night, I thought you were broken. You screamed out my name as you fucked me, and you knew everything would change.
Where are we going?
She asked as I wrapped my arms around her and kissed her mouth. Is your roommate home? I asked.
Copyright SonicErotica.com